in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. Did you make it to Friday? This is Cash Flow. John Stattmiller here.
Hey, and James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody.
So, should we pick up with today's show with yesterday's show? See, there's an old axiom in radio. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you've heard this, you know, probably within your life. There's two things you don't talk about in a bar, because mm-hmm. that's when people's inhibitions are let down. Politics right. and religion.
Right. There you go.
But everything, and here's my escape clause, and I'll say no more about it. Everything I said on the program yesterday was true. Okay, so there it is. Never going to be talking about those subject matters anymore. Too divisive.
Yes, very divisive. And, absolutely, I would say so.
And
but I wanted to let everybody know at the beginning of the broadcast here that I have some good news to report. I didn't know about this before. I didn't think it was an issue, but now it is an issue. It's a good issue for the listeners that are in Canada that have inquired with me via the internet and phone calls and so forth about whether or not we can handle unsecured debt. If you reside in Canada, the answer is yes, if it pertains to credit cards, as long as they're at least a year old. So for those of you who have written in about that or you're listening now, you're good to go in that area. And one more
clarification. Wait a minute. One moment here. Clarification.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that they're – I'm sorry. My producer's pointing at me.
Mm-hmm.
I was choking on a sip of coffee here, and I was trying not to be rude and – on the air. Now, does this deal with accounts existing, if they've had an existing credit card account for over a year, or it's been in arrears for a year?
It's been if you've had it for a year.
Okay. All right.
I got a call yesterday, and I want to announce this as well. I am not taking on accounts that are anything less than a year old at all, for the mere fact that I think because of the situation here, I had somebody call in and say they wanted to, you know, get a signature loan and then dump it after the holidays for an extensive amount. And I absolutely do not participate in any of that, nor does John.
Yes.
So if your accounts are at least a year old, that's good. You're good to go there. And again, I just want to make it clear that to handle store cards, any unsecured debt, school loans, those issues. And I just want to make everybody know, as well as the people in Canada, I did check with Brad Daly as well. And apparently he had some technical problems with his messages, but he did get back to me. And one of the questions was, when can I get him on again, which will probably be next week. And also having to deal with the issues with credit cards in Canada. So there you go, everybody. So that's good news for some of you.
All right. Yeah, folks, people have asked the question before. Well, you know, I owe this debt, don't I? You know, it's unethical to dump the debt, isn't it? Well, no, because we've explained the reasons why the usury has led you down a trap. Yes, you've been a participant, but not one that was well-educated. But
right. We
in no way, and you know, I would prefer that you go out and try to rob a 24-hour stop and rob, like a 7-Eleven or something, rather than just purposely take out a loan or run up a debt just to turn around and dump it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, folks.
No good.
No good. No, that's... How do we say that? How do we spell ethical? All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The mortgage firms over in jolly old England here are rushing to repossess homes as families feel the credit crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Britain is facing its own subprime loan crisis and aggressive mortgage lenders who rush to repossess thousands of properties. Now they're
I heard about that from my friends and people I used to know that live there still in England. I grew up in England, and they know that this show is going on over here, but they're dealing with it over there, and that is very much true. They're in big trouble over there.
Yeah, firms that are specializing in loans to those on low incomes or risky credit history are taking a hardline approach when customers fall behind on the payments. And the collapse of the subprime mortgages in the U.S. was the catalyst for the global credit crunch. Not necessarily true. Let me correct this right now. That is not necessarily the case. The subprime mortgage, this is what is outstanding. This is what is being talked about, and this is what it's being presented ad nauseum every single day in your ears. But they don't talk about the $500 trillion in the derivatives markets out there. And they don't talk about these loans that were made out of sheer greed with people that maybe or maybe not could have made mortgage payments. But, you know, we'll write the deal. And then we'll turn around and we'll sell it off to somebody else. Mm-hmm. See, this is where the problem's coming in with repossessions here in the United States, and especially out of the Ohio area, where we heard these judges going, hey, you know, you got to prove that you've got this contract, that you've got this mortgage before you can foreclose on it. You can't foreclose on behalf of somebody else. You know, this is where the problem lies in that. Now, right. Some industry analysts suggest repossessions in the country could hit 70,000 next year, the highest since 1991. And they're claiming that this has been fueled by the finance companies which have sold expensive home loans that were doomed to fail. The alarm was sounded as the conservative leader called on lenders to be socially responsible. Socially responsible. That's like going out
socially responsible.
That's like going out to a party and only having two beers or becoming the designated driver. That kind of social responsibility. I see. So at any rate, the report looked at 1,200 cases and revealed how the dream home of ownership has turned sour for many people. In their research, they found as many as 777,000 people have missed at least one mortgage or secured loan payment in the last 12 months. Now, think about that, folks. You start missing mortgage payments, how long do the wolves stay away from your door? You know, the wolves will sit quietly in their finance and bank offices and never shall darken your door. That's because they're reaching out and touching you, that's right, with the usury, with the interest. But in this particular case, they're looking at a lot of people starting to default. And the economies of the globe aren't doing as well as they would like you to believe. So what we have here, now we're only talking about a country that's only got 50 million people in it, okay, total. So if you go by that, and not all of these people, folks, remember this, not all of these people are renters. I don't know what the rate is of ratio of apartment dwellers versus homeowners in England, but I will tell you this. It ain't 50 million homeowners over there because there's 50 million people any more than it means we have 300 million here, 50 million illegal aliens. I'm sure they don't own homes either. But at any rate, here's the real problem. I mean, next year, as this economy turns deeper and deeper into the ongoing recession, not sort of kind of maybe not kind of deal. No, folks, we are in a recession, and everybody is starting to take notice of that. Even government in their budgetary allowances, well, they're adding in for inflation already in their budgets for the government in certain areas. So they already know. What they haven't been doing is telling you, the generally dumb public. You know, you're the new GDP. You're not the gross domestic product. You're the generally dumb public. And they want you to stay asleep, even though the tsunami is overtaking not only this country, but the entire world. So when you think about this, folks, you might see maybe 1 in 40 or 1 in 50 people in England next year losing their homes. Now think about that. Now that's a recognizable number. Picture in your mind 50 people standing in front of you. You've seen 50 people in front of you at a train station before, subway, walking into a Mickey D's or whatever. Think of those people as real people, and one of those people is going to lose their house. Yep. Now, as this thing cycles down and people lose their jobs. Now, remember, in 1929, there were still 60 to 70% of the people that stayed employed, maybe not in their own jobs, but in 1929, the stock market crash that led to an 11-year depression in this country, we still had 60 to 70% of the people working. This time around, with all these debts, everything people...
It's going to be a whole different thing.
Yeah, remember, folks, guess what? They didn't have credit cards back in 1929.
We had
a national debt of not $100 trillion. We had a debt of around, let's round it out for nice little figures, let's just say maybe it was high as $30 billion. Whoop-tee-doo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's not a whole lot, especially when you consider how out of control this government is in their spending. So, you know, when you look at this situation, and yesterday, you know, the big news was, well, the Fed Reserve Bank got together along with other banks in foreign countries, and decided to pump some liquidity into the markets. Look at the stock markets, folks. They all fell worldwide. You would think that would be good news. Oh, good, they're going to loosen up a little bit of money here so we can, you know, maybe keep things floating for a little while longer. No, the entire world responded with, let's go in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the investors out there in the stocks are getting wise. You know, they're starting
they're
to wake up.
Yep, that's right. Slowly, all of you that are been listening to this broadcast, I've been starting to see that more and more people are informed and they're starting to get more serious about thinking about their finances and tomorrow and everything else because of what they're seeing now. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to go through the holidays. They're going to, you know, spend away, and then probably towards the beginning of the new year, it's going the big wake up call that's going to happen in January, February for sure.
Yeah, the banks,
you know, the 30-day billing cycle, you know, and yeah. end of December, and then the end of January, then it's like hello.
Well,
party's over.
You know what? That's part of the mentality that we talk about, James. That, well, you know, when you hear the big C word, oh, cancer. You know, well, that's never going to happen to me. You know, people. When I was a kid, I got to tell you this story. This is how people will flat out reject sound planning. When I was a kid, I used to do phone work for a company. Well, I needed a little extra work, and the cemetery, they were starting up a new program, and this is before anybody else did it. Cadillac Memorial Cemetery, as a matter of fact, it was in Garden City, Michigan. And what my job was to call people up and basically, bottom line, ask them if they have already made their funeral plans. Now,
the bearer of great news.
I am telling you, it was like the specter of doom and Dr. Death walked in their front door all at the same time. So at any rate, I worked at that place for 6 months. I only got one solid lead, and I was talking to a woman on the phone, and I said, ma'am, I said, does it not make sense not to leave this to your loved ones before you pass on? Because that's an especially grievous and real stress-filled time of your life. So, you know, to make preparations for your husband or vice versa, you know, you do it together, then you don't have to worry about it because there's other details, family members you're going to be dealing with and everything else. And it just makes sense. Well, the woman was interested, and I heard a male voice in the background ask, who are you talking to? And she told him, and he just absolutely popped a cork. This was her son. Says, you're talking to somebody about dying? Well, yeah, we all do it. I mean,
yeah,
I guarantee you,
eventually, yeah.
there's one guarantee I can make you in this life that you're not going to get out of it alive. You know, there's no packing suitcases on top of the hearse because you don't get to live in the afterlife with your belongings either. You got to leave everything behind. So, you know, the Egyptians didn't believe that, and they were going to cross the sea and, you know, live wealthily and happily ever after. Well, this was, you want to talk about a strong resistance to this idea. Well, it's like anything else. You mentioned catastrophic diseases. Well, you know, I'll never get that. You know, I'm never going to die. I'm never going to get cancer. I'm never going to do any of these things. Well, folks, you are. And people don't want to see themselves as being in a situation that they're going to be defaulting on what the heretofore that they consider to be their obligations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here is another milestone for folks to think about out there, that it is not necessarily all your fault. Were you a willing participant? Yeah. But did you know all the details? Did you know how that credit was created? Did you know that
you were not giving full disclosure?
That's right.
Okay, so the boys that are running the magic show, they want you to react to whatever stimulus they give you and react like a robot and a sheep and not be informed of what's going on and all of what happened to you. It was a form of rape. I know that sounds pretty hardcore there, but it is a form of rape when you take somebody's life force and their work and what they've, you know, money that they could have given to their family and loved ones for, instead it goes to a credit card company. And then in the end, that ends up running your life. And it does run your life. That's no exaggeration. Most people don't really want to talk about that. They've never gone on the air and talk about it here, that's for sure. But after I talk to somebody on the phone, it really does. It has ownership of them. And that's, you know,
and you didn't
come here for that. Nobody wanted to be born and say, hey, wait a minute. I think I'm going to sign up for that. And everybody's been enslaved by default almost.
Look,
And that doesn't need to be.
James, studies have been done that says that, you know, if you laugh a lot in your life, you can actually add 68 years to your life. I don't know if it's adding any more time to your life, but what it's doing is reducing the stress and the ill effects on your health.
That is correct.
You know,
absolutely.
So, you know, just saying, hey, I'm going to start laughing and I'm going to live another 6 or 8 years. No, that's not necessarily the case. But, you know, here's the thing to think about, folks. And Our producer here, she went out Christmas shopping this past weekend. She didn't whip out one piece of plastic. She paid cash for everything.
Do we have a round of applause in the tracks out there?
She's coming around. Okay. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back. Cash Flow, James Martinez, John Stetmiller. Yeah.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
By the way, James, when we were out in Phoenix at the hotel room, that folder that was sitting on that table, that I meant to copy that for you because that was the information that I referred to here on the validation of this supposed credit card debt that you owe. And I wanted to make you a copy of this. I might just PDF the whole.
Oh, is that okay? A law firm sent that after you requested it?
No. This was the information that was written kind of like in a book form. But this is what I refer to, and I'll get the title of it here in a second. It's the Mary Elizabeth Kraft. Information. Now, I want you folks to understand something, that court mediation services, you know, this is just not some guy that decided it. Oh, hey, you know, here's a new market out here. I could make some money off of people's miseries. No, that's not the case. You've heard Brad on this program before, and if you've missed him, we're going to reschedule him on this broadcast, are we not, James?
Absolutely.
Okay. And let me tell you a little bit about this guy, you know, the court mediation services. Bradford Daly, he's the owner and founder. He's a court-approved mediator. He's a U.S. Army veteran of the Gulf War. Memberships, he was members of the National Association of Consumer Advocates, HALT, an organization called HALT, Americans for Legal Reform, Better Business Bureau, he was on the Chamber of Commerce,
His education, he's a graduate of the U.S. Army Staff Judge Advocate School in Fort Eustis. I took my AIT there. We used to call it Fort Useless. Well, that's only because I was that's only because I was in the military. Law student with Northwestern California School of Law. He's got a B.S. in criminal justice from Armstrong State College in Savannah, Georgia. And he's a specialist in mediation, arbitration, and negotiated settlement for credit debtor matters. So this, folks, when we're asking you to call because you're drowning in your credit card debt, we're not throwing you to some rookies. We're not throwing you to some guy that thinks that he can make a buck out of somebody's misery here. This is straight up legitimate people that have discovered this fraud and have thrown their full weight and experience into this. You know, this is not a joking matter. We do not take anything lightly. And as well as we don't take a credit card debt, you know, 10 grand, well, we're not going to deal with that 10 grand. Look, I don't care if you owe 10 grand or you owe a quarter of a million bucks on your credit cards. It makes no difference because the principle is the same.
That is correct.
The same usury. It is the same. Oh, I just, James, I've been having these weird dreams lately that I was out of a job. Then I woke up in a world, I'm not joking, I'm waking up in a world where I have this strange sensation that I am calm. I'm calm on the inside. Things are not chaotic around me. And my thought keeps reoccurring, well, what am I going to do for a living now? I used to do radio. Because I'm not interested. Folks, the reason I do radio is not for my ego. There's, you know, there's probably 25 other things I'd rather be doing than doing radio. I'm doing this not for entertainment purposes or to hear myself talk. I'm doing this because I'm duty-bound and obligated to be kind of a watchman on the wall. You know, the guy that's blowing the trumpet there telling you, hey, the Huns are coming, the Huns are coming.
I actually wanted to do it and got involved with it after I went through my own issues with the credit card company and was totally abused on every level. Whether it was from the credit card companies or people that were immediately around me that presumed that I, you know, just racked all that up and you owe it and all the other guilt trips that went along with. But after I learned what was going on, really, it's been more than gratifying to be able to take somebody that's been in a situation with a lot of credit card debt and basically, in most cases, they don't even have a prayer and didn't know what was going to happen, how they were going to fix their lives, and be able to see somebody that goes through that, gets rid of all, and starts a new life. And occasionally, I don't normally hear from people after they get out of it or whatever, they just go along, but I have gotten emails from people in the past and people that have called and said that it really, really saved their life. And started, they completely changed your life, but it saved their life at the same time. So it's liberating to be able to help somebody to do that.
Well, let's presuppose a situation here that your job that was well-paying, you got laid off or fired from. Then you have to go out and get another job that you're more than qualified to do, but it doesn't bring in the same amount of money per month. And now you're faced with cutting corners. Okay, so you dump the cable. Okay, no more long-distance phone calls in the middle of the day to Granny that used to, you know, eat up 3 hours because it was too expensive. Okay, but suffice it to say you've done everything in your life to cut the corners. You're still staring at mortgage payments, car payments, credit card payments. Now, what if you didn't have to make those credit card payments? Would you feel a little bit more comfortable, not totally at ease and calm all inside here, but would you not find a better use for that money that you used to send over to the usury folks to maybe pay your mortgage? Well, it's another usury, but hey.
Yeah, it's a whole new, you're exactly right, it's a whole new form of an issue that they've never thought about for years because they've been thinking about how am I going to pay for this, and now suddenly, wait a minute, how am I going to spend this or invest this? It's a whole different thing. It's a whole life shift.
Well,
right?
I never thought of it that way. My goodness. A little bit of money that you could invest, maybe buy gold and silver, maybe protect some of your assets, maybe pay off your car so the bank doesn't come and take it. Oh, wonderful ideas. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now, folks, just in case you're a new listener and you didn't hear us talking about this before, how is it that you can hire somebody to make your credit card debt go away? Now, that's a very interesting question. Well, here's the short skinny on this. When you signed up for your credit card, you created a contract, or at least you thought you were entering into a contract. And what you might have supposed was that, well, this credit card company that's usually attached to a bank, I'm going to make purchases, and I get to make time payments on this account. Yeah, I know there's interest in there, but I'm going to be real frugal with it. Yeah, that's like telling a junkie, here, try this out, and don't touch any more of it.
Right.
Yeah, the heroin's great, isn't it? Just don't do any more of it. So, you know, once you get a taste of it, that's it. So most people don't realize, James, that when they put their John Hancock or their Mary Lou on that contract, they think that, well, the bank's going to, you know, they're going to put up money and they're going to pay stuff off for me, and that's great. And well, I've got to pay an interest for the pleasure of using their time payment plan. Now, most people think of credit cards, it's kind of like a layaway plan only on steroids. You know, layaway plans, you know, folks, do you remember those? Do you remember every store around Christmas, they would talk to you about layaway plans? Do you hear it about layaway plans anymore? No, they're shoving plastic in your face because they want to sell you the goods right then and there.
And the layaway plan was simply this, that if you didn't have the amount of cash for the purchase on that day, well, you put a little bit down, you paid a little bit next week, you paid a little bit the week after, and you know what? It didn't cost you any more than the purchase of the goods to begin with. The store didn't charge you anything for
remember that, everybody?
Yeah, storing your item on the back shelf until you came in and paid it up. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we're going way back here. But that's the principles. That's how we used to think about things. If we didn't have the money, you know, geez, you had to go borrow it from Uncle Fred or Aunt Manny or whatever. Aunt Manny? Ooh. Any rate, I just pictured hair on the upper lip when I said Aunt Manny. So did my producer. At any rate, you know, folks, we used to find creative ways. If we didn't have something, the first question we asked ourselves.
To manifest the money to get it.
Did we really need it?
Instead of borrowing it.
There you go.
Or did we really need it?
That's right.
That's why I keep saying to people, you got to go from when you begin this process, you have to completely understand what happened to you, learn about, educate yourself on what's really going on, why it happened. Then you've got to be able to work in the system as it is now where you manifest the money that you need when you need it. Otherwise, you just don't buy it because you'll get tied right back into the position you were in before. And a lot of you have been doing that for a good portion of your life. And suddenly you show up, this happens, you become a client of CMS, whatever, and now you suddenly got all this cash and everything, and everybody's going to be throwing credit cards at you again, regardless. Okay, listen, some people have asked, well, am I still going to be able to use credit cards? Like, we hope not, but they're going to send you offers anyway.
That's right.
They'll do anything to tie you in, regardless. Just like the old commercial, well, we don't care. We'll get you into a car no matter what. Bad credit, good credit, no credit. We're going to get you in because we're going to tie you in.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they tied you in real. They tied you down real good. Yeah, you can go out and buy a car, and you just show us a pay stub. Show us that you paid a utility bill in the last 30 days. We'll put you in a car at about 15 to 25% interest. We'll put you in a car. You know,
a young lady called in or emailed me, and she just couldn't believe that it was while you were driving. Actually, she called in and mentioned that she couldn't believe that they stuck her all the way up to 31%. She'd had a perfect payment history. She tried to negotiate. She tried to say, "Hey, wait a minute, I'll do this." No, they couldn't wait to rack that thing up because that's where the guillotine comes down. Is when that interest rate goes up. Hello, it's a wake-up call, it's all over, party's over.
And what they may do with you, James, if you're stupid enough to be held hostage to their demands of 31% on the balance of, you know, your credit card account, if you pay that off, what they're really trying to get you to do, folks, is to take a serious look about finding the money, if you can find it, and paying down that account in total. And then they just might, and then again, they might not reduce your rates. But this is the reason, this is the psychology behind jacking the rates up on you so high. It's to scare you into thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, at 31%, I'm going to be paying nothing but interest and nothing on the principal. So guess what? You're going to be paying on that debt forever.
Yeah, and a lot of you, and when you hit that, when that's triggered off, all of you are like, okay, I'm going to transfer it over to somebody else. And then when you get an offer to transfer for, you know, again, it's one long customer agreement that nobody can understand about transferring a debt over. Nobody can understand it, of course, but what they're doing basically is you transfer it over, or you try to, and then when they run your credit report, because they say you're pre-approved. If you're pre-approved, what does that mean? You're not really pre-approved. They'll pre-approve you after they pull your credit report, lower your score even more. And then once it's lowered even more, the person that has you at 31%, which will be listed on there, now they're going to make even more money because the other creditors that you may be in good standing with, now they're going to raise the thing because of inquiries and stuff. It's all a scam. It's just a total lie. That's why you need to address the situation and get it over with, it behind you, and understand what's happened.
And if you're waiting, folks, for the federal government to do something about these credit card companies, don't hold your breath, Blue Boy, because you're going to expire.
Yeah. Check out those movies and see the footage where the people in Washington, D.C. trying to fight these guys.
Yeah.
It's not working very well.
So, you know, here's the thing. Folks, we did not create this credit system. We have become a part of it. It has been ingrained in us ever since we were kids. Our parents were under it.
You know, we can go back almost 100 years when they started the new credit deal. Yeah, so you can buy a home on time. You know, no layaway deals on this one. And think of it this way, folks. We are not going to be able to change this monetary system overnight. It needs to go back to a sane monetary policy. That means the currency is backed by gold or even silver. I'll take silver. And what we have is a sound, steady economy that you don't have to be looking at the markets next year. You don't have to be looking for a new job next year. That you don't have to worry about, well, the economy's tightening.
You'll
up,
have you know. Real security.
Real security. Folks.
All of you don't even know what that is anymore.
They don't know. They don't know because they've been conditioned into this money trap. Whether they're paying a mortgage on their home, they're paying their credit cards, they're paying student loans, whatever, you know, monetized.
You got the illusion of security.
That's right.
Big illusion. Huge, gigantic illusion of security, but really there's nothing there.
And for you people out there that own your own homes outright, congratulations. I think you're still paying property taxes, which I still consider to be your yearly rent, to stay on something you already own and try not paying your property tax. And I don't care if it's $5,000 or it's $20,000, they'll sell your house off to satisfy that property tax debt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they got you coming or going. So say that you own your own home out there, and say that you have some savings in the bank. Well, you're feeling on top of the world, aren't you? You made it. You're now, congratulations, a homeowner, and you have some savings in the bank. But do you know what's happening to your savings in the bank? It still shows the same numbers. If you had, say, $50,000 in a savings account, check it today, you got 50 grand. Tomorrow you'll have 50 grand. But is it really representative of $50,000? No, because inflation is the tax on the system that's eating your savings away.
I looked on the Yahoo home pages, and they're out and out, like, advertising through media stories, through consumers, getting people to get credit cards right now during December, and which ones they should transfer all their existing debts over. It's like a big campaign to shift their debts around into other banks and move them back and forth. I'm looking at all this. I'm like, they've already got credit card debt to begin with. Why is the media telling them to move them over here for a little bit lower interest rates, but they add this purchase? If you do this, you get, you know, steak knives or whatever it is that they're offering.
Like,
it's just a complete, total, desperate act to use you, the public, to clean up their catastrophe.
Exactly. And think of it this way, folks. And if the media is suggesting that you shift your debt to somebody else, well, then there's a little shell game going on. Maybe they're trying to position you in a bank that's a little bit more sounder than the other one. But I'll tell you what, folks, what they're deathly afraid of here in this country, and what turned them absolutely stark raving white with terror and panic in England, is when Northern Rock, they started to experience a run on their bank because people were going, well, wait a minute here. You people are in trouble. You got my money. I want to get my money out. If you're okay, I might come back and put it back in. But for right now, I need to take it. So you're going to see a consolidation of banks next year in this country. There are going to be bank failures, but they're not going to tell you they are failures. There's going to be other banks that are going to pick up their assets and their obligations. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're not going to use the term bank failure next year.
Now,
we're
just going to see that anywhere.
We're just going to have financial acquisitions is what we're going to
there
have.
There you go.
Because what, and again, folks, I'm not joking about this, what they are scared to death of is if banks start to collapse because of their practices, fractionalized reserve practices, or they've been doing bad loans or whatever else. It doesn't matter why these banks are failing. But the mere fact is the suggestion of a bank failure in this country, we do not want people going to the banks and withdrawing their money. We cannot have that because runs start happening at the banks. Mm-hmm. That means total bank failure. And, folks, we didn't even have total bank failures back in the Depression. Okay? We still had banks that are hanging around because, well, what did we owe the banks? Less than $30 billion? So what were they going to do? Foreclose over a $30 billion debt? No. They simply withdrew the money from circulation because we had a little thing called the Roaring Twenties. And what was the Roaring Twenties all about?
Well, the banks were there to loan all kinds of money and credit to people, weren't they? Ah, but the problem was inflation that people had never, ever heard of in their lives before connected with banking or money started to rear its ugly head. So in order to curb that inflation and cool the economy down and start to take that money out of circulation, hence there was your depression that lasted for 11 years.
Yep.
What do you think is going to happen this time around, folks?
Yeah, now it's a whole different playing field. Oh, my God.
It's not even the same playing field. We're on another planet.
It's on a planet. That's right.
We're on another planet with a brand new rule book here.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
What I mentioned earlier, folks, about, you know, when you put your signature and you're really, what you're doing is monetizing debts. That's all that you're doing. You're creating money by your own signature. Seems like a pretty good thing. I can just about hear somebody out there right now saying, oh, geez, you know, when I was in school, I used to write my girlfriend's name 1,000 times a day. You know, if I write my signature 1,000 times a day, am I going to get rich? No, not unless you're dealing with the money masters. Now, here's the deal on this. I mean, it's very simple. And how do you dump this credit card debt? And I don't care if it's 10 grand. I don't care if it's 100. I don't care if it's 500,000. I would hope that it's 500,000. Because here's your opportunity to stick it to them. Because you have had the wool pulled over your eyes. You have been given a load of manure here. And they're telling you that, hey, don't mind the fact that you're waist high in manure. It doesn't matter. Have some more credit. Look.
Yeah, there's a quote, and people can get this. They can get it from the Chicago Federal Reserve published a detailed account on how this works, called Modern Money Mechanics. And this is a quote from that particular publication. Transaction deposits are the modern counterpart of bank notes. It was a small step from printing notes to make book entries crediting deposits of borrowers, which the borrowers in turn could, quote, spend by writing checks, thereby, quote, printing their own money. That came from Modern Money Mechanics, and it basically goes in there, and they flat out tell you how they do it in that publication. You can get it off the web. I suggest if everybody is sitting on the fence and just still can't believe this is happening, you need to check that out. It's the Chicago Federal the Federal Reserve Board of Chicago, Modern Money Mechanics. Look it up on the web. Get a copy of it. Ask, they'll gladly send you one, and then read it, and you'll see it in there. They tell you flat out what they do.
Yeah.
And you're the money, people. You are the money.
That's right.
You make the money.
You
did it.
You are validating an instrument that they're assigning to you, and you're giving it value and worth. They're not giving you any value. They're not giving you any worth. They are assigning this to you, and you're creating it by your own signature, by your own labors. Do you understand that? They're not loaning you squat. Nothing real. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
They
did not do anything for you, yet they've created the illusion that they have.
Yeah.
And the illusion of that is by something physical that you put in your own immediate experience. And then that creates the illusion right there because you think it's a value when they didn't do anything for you and you did everything.
Well,
you've got this big mind game. Like I said, this is a mind control thing and people have a real problem dealing with this. But most of you guys listening here get it. New listeners, I know this may be new for you, but that's really what's happening.
Well, and when we get back from the break, I'm going to give you the short skinny here on how it is possible for Brad Daly with Court Mediation Services to assume your debt, not just act in your behalf, but to assume your entire debt and then go to court on your behalf. Now that sounds like a pipe dream to a lot of people, especially when you're sitting there chewing your fingernails right now. You're sweating bullets. You don't have that many presents under the Christmas tree, ye old Christmas tree, do you? Because your credit cards are maxed out and you see no way out of this. Folks, we are here to tell you there is a way, legitimate, legal, 100% viable way out of your debt, and you can do it today. When we get back, we'll explain exactly how you do that.
Good. That is correct. And also, I'm going to give out the telephone number for you to, once you've heard us talk about it, you can always go back and listen to the overview, which is 1-888-213-7655. That'll give you a 12-minute overview to explain the entire process. What do you need to do? What should expect to have happen once you participate in it? Which isn't much because you're not going to be really doing anything. It's all handled by Brad Daly at CMS. But go ahead, check that number out. Or if you need to talk to me direct or quicker, please call 877-331-0626. And for those of you that call and leave a message, you got to do one thing. It's really important.
Leave your number.
That's right. I had somebody call me yesterday and left. And like, well, I did this, and then this happened to me, and they did this, and I can't pay for this, and I'm just call me. This is Bob. I'm like, okay.
Bob, we need your phone number.
So you leave your phone number, okay?
There you go. All right, folks, short segment. When we get back, cash flow. And I'm going to give you the short skinny again. So I want you to think about this over the weekend, that this is not illegal, it's not unethical, it's not immoral, it is 100% safe as well. Now that's a guarantee. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tell you what, let's slide in a call here. Don from Oregon. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Fair to
good,
Midland.
Good.
Mostly
happy
good.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're not having to chisel ice off the front door to open it.
Yeah. What's on your mind? We only got a couple minutes here.
All right. Real quick, like, I have a question for John. I mean, not you, John, but for James.
Yes.
Yes.
James, you're talking about Modern Money Mechanics. Now, for the last damn 7.5 years, I've been handing out printed versions of that, given my dissertation that goes along with what you're talking about. And the glassed over eye look kind of a thing manifests as a reality. And I get treated like, you know, the redheaded stepson scenario.
Cognitive dissonance, that's called. You're talking about when you approach one belief system to somebody else's belief system, that particular belief system has been reinforced for many, 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 many years. And you show up and you show an alternate belief system, which is actually the truth. That's the reaction that you get, because you're basically, you've destroyed the ego at that point, or you've dismantled it temporarily. And a lot of times people react that way. All you got to do is just maintain what you're saying. Keep going. You're exactly right. You're doing them a great service by talking to them like that.
whether
they know it or not.
That's right.
Okay.
This is what you do. Look, if they give you any stress, just tell them to get freedom to fascism. That right there is pretty much the hammer. You watch that, they're not going to be arguing with you much after that. And you can get copies from us, John. What is it? 800-724-2719 if you call there.
I have all your statistics.
Yeah.
I have all of that.
Don, you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not giving up the ghost. I'm not tired. In fact, it's an interesting life that we live right now. You know, notwithstanding the Chinese proverb and its nefariousness. But all of that aside, right now I'm working on the bankers themselves and their employees to the extent that, you know, I'm a pariah. But that's okay. They can't not do business with me, per se. Mm-hmm. And one of my last little adventures down the rabbit hole, so to say, was with an employee of the credit union here in town. And her parting words was, "Don't pick on me, I'm just a cookie cutter here." Well, okay, that pretty much says it all, and you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, it gets a little frustrating, you know, when you have a little layout. I mean, I go into it with a three-pronged attack. I show them where the, you know, Uniform Commercial Code has replaced common law, per se. Mm-hmm. And then I also show them where the banking cartel has manifested its paramount and prima facie lien on everyone, going back to 1913 and, you know, the Federal Reserve Act.
That's correct.
Well, I also show them where we are standing right now with the contracts and paper that exists out there, and I try to, you know, integrate all that into one little simple 150-page package that I have. That I think it's a little overwhelming. Or the lack of awareness, and in some cases, the lack of the desire to become informed. So whenever I hear you guys talking about something like this and it clicks in my head, I'm always looking for a little, something to help, so to say.
Right. Well,
so I can always defer them to you, but, you know, I don't know necessarily whether you want, you want me loading up your lines with a bunch of common
people. Hey, Don, we'll take all comers.
All
hey,
right.
We're out of time. Thanks for your call, Don.
Yeah, yeah,
he's been active in trying to wake people up for a number of years. And there's a lot of people out there that have been doing the same thing, and we're trying to do it in mass, folks. We're trying to get to everybody that's got credit card debt out there, those unsecured loans, student loans, whatever. Give James a call, 877-331-0626, or just email him at getdebtreliefnow. That's easy to remember, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will see you Monday, sir.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. Happy holidays to you. Easy on the shopping. Smart spending, everybody.
There you go. We'll see you Monday, folks.
All right, everybody.
With recent